Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com, Mark Comtois. Drew the short straw this week.
Hey, he has to talk to me.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. What's going on the blog tonight?
I got a couple posts I want to call attention to. The first is one that I should add is thanks to some of the research provided from some of our readers.
Mm-hmm.
Justin has a post where they dug up the original Providence Journal editorial board's endorsement of David Cicilline for Congress, in which they talk about the level of fiscal discipline that he's brought to the city.
I got to get that one.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And then I have a post up talking about General Treasurer Raimondo's, what I like to call Howard Jones, no one is to blame pension reform.
Yes.
For where she was in talking to a couple of unions yesterday and basically stressed that it's not their fault.
She's going to do everything she can to not blame somebody for this, and it's just
right, exactly. And as I point out, I mean, that's fine. They did what they were supposed to, I guess, except for they were, you know, at least implicitly involved in electing the union leadership and the Democrats.
Right.
Let's be frank. You know, she blames politicians, you know, broadly with a broad brush, but it's Democrats in this state.
You know, we got to talk about that at some point, Mark. Maybe I'll have you call in and talk about that issue because it really is, you know, the blame game is something everyone has to stay away from, but it's something that's important, I think, to even have.